Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Unscripted. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be hosting this show. Today is December 23rd, 2021. We are 2 days out from the Christmas holiday, and I know everybody's kind of excited, and my scheduled guest tonight was Mr. Tom Murphy, who would be discussing his incredible novella, The Anniversary Box. Unfortunately, I'm sure due to mitigating circumstances, he couldn't be with us tonight. So this is an evening that my very good friend Mary likes to refer to as open mic. And open mic is a fun hour if we make it through the hour, because it's up to us if we really want to continue through. Now, we do. If people call in, and that number, of course, is area code 516-418-5651. You will be on the air with the Uniques Unscripted, myself, Tony Taylor. We'll see how that evening – we'll see how the evening goes anyway. First off, I want to, of course, do what I always like to do when I'm given this opportunity to host Unscripted. I want to really – put a shout out to beunique.org. It is an incredible magazine and an incredible group of people. And I am very, 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 very fortunate to be a member of that group. And it is our pleasure to do what we do. Now, Be Unique is unique. And no, that's not a play on the title of it. Of the organization, the magazine. We are a complete media service. We do videos. We do radio shows. We have an incredible magazine. And we also focus on something that really doesn't seem to be focused on lately, and that is telling good news. Not bad news, not depressing news, not news that's really going to send you under the sink. No, we like to do news that is uplifting, motivating, inspiring, and above all, changing the world. World-changing. Yes, world-changing. And that's what we are all about. And we try to get people on our shows that can motivate you, the listener, that can inspire you, the listener, and to, you know, let's be honest, motivate me, motivate our group, you know, give us reasons to continue on doing what we're doing, because there is good news out there. There are great people out there, and there are great things happening out there. They just need to be put out there, and that is why BeUnique.org's unique mission is to focus on the positive, to try to use that positive to make decisions, to do projects, to do all sorts of things not only involved with media but live, to make the world a better place. So I want to thank you personally for, taking time out on your Thursday night at 9 Eastern Standard Time to sit and listen to Unscripted, because unfortunately, again, we were very excited. We were going to have Mr. Tom Murphy, author of The Anniversary Box, as our guest, but unfortunately, I was not able to make it in, and I hope everything's all right, and I hope that he and his family have a great holiday season. We're going to try to. So while hopefully, you know, Mr. Murphy will call in the meantime, I'd like to take this moment to really do something on Unscripted. I want to kind of change the name for this evening since we're so close to the holiday. I want to, instead of calling this Unscripted this evening, let me call it Unwrapped. Now, let me explain why I'm doing that. This holiday season, given the fact that we have been through an incredible amount of time with the situation, our country, and everybody's experienced, it's really given a lot of people, I'm sure, and I'm going to talk about myself, yes, a lot of reasons to think about what we are blessed with, and what gifts we have been given. And I really wanted to use, I guess, this moment and call it Unwrapped, because I've done a heck of a lot of thinking over this last week. and trying to figure out, you know, what would be the best gift I could receive this season? I mean, what, you know, everybody wants, like, you know, well, I can think right off the top of my head, I would love a new laptop computer. I would like to, you know, be able to obtain some things that I could use to do home improvements. I would love, to take a trip to New Zealand. Those would be great gifts. But those are all, you know, those are all on the surface gifts. Those are all gifts that, you know, we think about, it would be nice to do. But what would really be a great gift this season? And I tell you, it really got me thinking. And I, you know, I sat down and really kind of did a self-evaluation as in, you know, if I got a gift, how beneficial would it be for me as a complete person? And a lot of what I thought of and a lot of what I know is important are gifts. They're blessings, they're gifts, but they're gifts that cannot be wrapped. They're unwrapped. And by that, I mean it's impossible to wrap these important gifts that I would want to receive and put them under a tree because, well, I could get into some serious trouble, and let me explain. Probably there's a few, and I'm going to start with, first off, the overall effect on me, a gift that would have, that has an incredible effect on me getting through this last situation with COVID and the you know, the quarantine and everything. And that gift in itself, that is family and that is friends. It's a two-pronged gift, family and friends. That's, you know, put two and two together. You can't wrap them. But what I'm saying is that has been an amazing gift that, you know, over the last few holiday seasons, you know, focusing on items and things and places and all sorts of stuff, I really haven't thought about and now really realize how life-changing and a gift, which is something that you never see coming at you, but it's so beneficial, has been for me. Friends, for instance. The support I've had from friends over the last years and over my life, as a matter of fact, has been just invaluable. And the old saying goes, well, you know, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. And that is so true because, as I'm sure all of us have experienced, sometimes family can really be a problem. And you know, it really can be a situation where, you know, you can't really count on them because of a disagreement or because of a falling out or because something's happened. And what do you have left? Well, fortunately, you have a family. And those are the people you call friends because friends stick with you. Friends stand by you. Friends sacrifice for you. And, you know, that does meet the, you know, the definition of what you would think family is. But, you know, family is an ideal. Family is a mindset. And just because a person's blood doesn't mean that they're always going to be there to support you. And I have been incredibly blessed with friends that have stood by me through all of the ups and downs that I've had. And it's really, in fact, I'm really incredibly blessed to have two really, really, really good friends that, you know, I've known for over 30 years that have just always been there. They are a gift. They are an irreplaceable gift. They are a gift that, you can't put a price on it. You cannot put a price on it. You can't go online to get it. You can't go to a store and buy it. Those are amazing, and I really want to thank those guys. Now, I know I was saying friends fill in those spaces where family falls out, but you know what? You always do have members of the family that you can rely on and that you love and that you depend on. It's not everybody. Now, somebody, you know, sometimes it can be an entire situation within a family where, you know, you don't want to be anywhere near these people. And again, like I was saying earlier, you're fortunate enough you have friends or people in your life that really kind of fill in the space in that area. But if you're fortunate enough, like myself, to have family that are there for you, that support you, that love you, well, again, there's a gift you cannot wrap. It's unwrapped. You cannot wrap that gift. And I have two very, very important people in my life, and that is my wife, Christy, and my daughter, Kylie. They are family, and I cannot picture a time now in my life where they aren't a part of it, and they aren't something there that I know I can look to, depend on, hold on to. Those are incredible gifts, and my family, daughter, wife, you are an incredible gift for me. And I know that sometimes you would love my wife. I know sometimes you would love to wrap me up and put me under a tree, but those, you know, we always manage to get through that type of thing. So again, another gift that is just unwrapped. If you're listening out there, I encourage you to call Unscripted at area code 516-418-5651. That number again is area code 516-418-5651. If you have gifts out there that you know you cannot purchase, you know you cannot order online, and you cannot find in any newspaper, catalog, whatever, I'd love to hear about it. So the lines are open, and we are going to continue on with Unscripted. Again, our guest was supposed to be Mr. Tom Murphy tonight, and he was going to talk about his brilliant novella, The Anniversary Box, but unfortunately, he was not able to be here this evening. And as a person who has been married for 26 years, it would be an incredible help to me, and as I'm sure a lot of you out there, to get his take on how to continue a marriage, make it exciting, make it as flushed with love as it was the moment you laid eyes on him, her, or whoever you're with. So maybe, and again, it's an important topic. It is something that I really would love to talk to Mr. Murphy about. So hopefully we will be able to regroup with Tom and reschedule and again talk about the anniversary box. But what we're talking about right now on Unscripted is it's December 23rd, 2021, and we are 2 days away from the Christmas holiday. And we're talking about gifts that really matter. We're talking about turning Unscripted into more of an idea about talking about those gifts that you cannot wrap, that are unwrapped. And I was mentioning before gifts that have, you know, really affected me and my environment have been friends and have been family. But there is more to it than that. And as everybody knows, this season is not just based solely on, you know, gifts you get. It's based on, you know, thinking and doing an evaluation about your life and those things that really matter. And you know what really matters in your life because you feel it in your heart, you think it in your soul. You know what really matters. And it's not the new MacBook that you would really like to have, hint, hint, hint. But you can't, you know, it's not that simple and it's not that superficial. And as important as my friends and family are to me, it's not a bad idea sometimes during the season to think about yourself. Because, you know, it's not just other people that need to gift you. You need to gift yourself. And maybe there's a lot of us out there, myself included, and I'll tell you, this has taken me X amount of years to learn, that, you know, you matter. And not only do you matter to friends and family, you matter to yourself. It's important that you realize the gift you have in what my friend Larry Mann used to tell me all the time, being on the right side of the grass, being alive, being healthy, being able to experience the world each day and recognize how important and vital that is. And when we do that, it's really a matter of a lot of introspection. And, you know, I threw that reference out there about the MacBook, which doesn't mean that I don't want it. But I threw that reference out there. But that's really not what I feel would be an important gift. I really, really, it's been a very difficult past year with not only the health crisis with COVID that we've all faced and the alienation that we've experienced with the quarantine. It's just been a very, very, very difficult year. And as we move this close to the Christmas holiday, I don't really want to delve into all of the elements that have made it that way for me. But it really, you know, we always look, at least I'm trying to get to that point where, you know, I always look to see if there's a silver lining somewhere. And believe me, I used to not do that. Everything sucked. Okay. If my car broke down, it sucked. If I had to go to work, it sucked. But you know what? As I've moved on and as I've really made an effort to work through these negative elements that have, you know, all of us have experienced over the year, trying to find a silver lining is important. And part of the silver lining that I found that's attributable to this season is a gift that is important. And by important, I mean life-changing, okay? I mean something that is too incredible to be wrapped, something that is too incredible to ever, ever find in a store or online. And, you know, I don't know how many of you do this, but, you know, when these kind of questions hit you, you want to sit back and think about it. And I really did. And part of what I think would be the best gift that I could give myself involves just two words. But these are two words that are, that contain an unlimited amount of energy. It takes an unlimited amount of strength to really, really follow what these two words are talking about. And those two words for me are letting go. Letting go. Boy, that sounds easy. Just let go of this. Oh, well, I'm going to let go of this. I'm going to let go of this bottle. I'm going to let go. And I mean letting go in an all physical, mental state. And I don't know where I got this habit. I don't know where this mentality came from with myself. But it's hard when I feel like I've been, slighted. It's hard to let that go. And what I've never really thought about in in, you know, in continuing to do that, not let go, but hold things close to my heart, even if they are just like a cancer that's eating away at my soul, you know, is what it does to me personally. You know, I remember there was a certain girl when I was in junior high school, eighth grade. I was a little on the heavy side. And she thought she would really make that known in our English class. So I was nicknamed the, and I had to look this up because I didn't even know what it meant at the time. She would call me Suey. And I'm what? What is that? Is that like a, what? I don't know what that is. So I looked it up. And of course, as we all know, it's a pig. And if I had known about what I know now about pigs, well, that's really not that insulting. But, you know, kids, you've automatically had that whole situation being called a pig defined in your head. And she used to do that. And, it was tough to have this constant, you know, this girl just always lead a tag on to call me that. And, man, let me tell you something. I wanted to just clobber her. And I would go home, and I would close the door in my room, and I would just be beside myself. I mean beside myself and how much I thought I really hated this girl. Because, I'm using what a lot of people do, using anger of herself. And it really, you know, I would think about, oh, well, you know, when she's done here, I'm going to do this. But you know what? I can guarantee you that after English class was over, she went on her merry way. Did she think about me at all? No. You know she didn't, especially because she always referred to me as Suey, but I'm not bitter. No, seriously. No, she didn't think about it. But did I? Yes, I did. I went home. I devoted time to being angry. I devoted time to being upset. I devoted time to thinking all of these thoughts about what I was going to do to her, how I was going to exact revenge. And it was doing nothing but hurting me. Now, that whole situation and mindset is an eighth grade problem. But then we get to college, and then we get out into the world. And that whole situation where a person hurts your feelings or names you something, it's not, you got to look at it, at least I was looking at it, you got to look at it as not what it is or what it was, but what the meaning, you know, what the importance and the meaning is in your life as to what they're doing. And I know for a fact that, you know, in my job, you know, I wasn't the most popular person with the administration department. I wasn't that too fondly looked at. And that, I really resented that. I didn't understand why, because I was doing my job the best I could do. I was devoting 110% to what I was given to do. It just never happened. And I noticed, you know, again, I would get up in the morning, I would get in my car and go to work, pull into the parking lot, and almost literally cry because I didn't want to be there, because I knew all of the negativity I was going to experience with my bosses. The only reason I was keeping my job was because nobody understood what I did. And it really, you know, I carried that home with me. And I carried that into my relationship with my wife and my daughter. And, you know, you'll sit there, and everybody does this, everybody knows this. You get angry, you get upset, and you don't want to, you know, expose the people you love or the people you care about to that kind of thing. So you stomach it, you swallow it. And then, you know, your wife just comes up to you and says, hey, have you seen my brush? And bam, you explode. You explode over the brush. You start rambling, you start yelling, you start screaming, you start throwing plates, you start doing all this crap over a brush. But it's not the brush, and she knows it. And no, I didn't throw any plays. Just saying. Again, that carrying around all of that with me wherever I went, wherever I would go, in my own, was doing more to me than anything that they could have done. And had I been given a gift like the mindset of being able to look at a situation that's hurtful and that's spiteful and that really is absolutely not anything to want to live with, well, it would have taken a lot of stress out of my life, and I'd probably have a lot more hair on the top of my head than I do now. But, you know, it doesn't just, you know, letting go just doesn't apply to things we experience in the past. It's things we think about for the future. And those two are directly related, and this is a personal opinion, but I believe they're directly related too, because if you are holding on to a negative past, how in the world are you going to be able to see a positive future? All you think about and all you know is how much your life sucks and how your job sucks and how all of these situations that you've been going through over all these years sucks. Well, then why all of a sudden are rose-colored glasses going to be given to you for the future? But you see, you look back at the past, at things that happened, and you're angry, you're bitter, you're upset. But when you look at the future and your past has painted that pathway towards your future, there's no way you can be angry because you are nothing but the basis of what anger is. And what is the basis of anger? Basis of anger is fear. Fear is what fuels anger. And going back to my ultimate gift, the gift I think would be the greatest gift I could ever have, being to mind and body, spirit and soul, be able to really initiate and make a life practice of letting go. So you're bitter, you're angry, you're upset. Your life is just nothing what you thought it would be. And it's nothing that you want to be involved with. And you hate every second of what it's turned into. Of course, there are those outside things that brighten the areas up a little bit. In my case, it was friends again, and it was family. It was the wonderful birth of my daughter. It's the, you know, the marriage I have to my wife. You know, those things act as like a bright patch in the darkness. But you know what? You're looking too much, I was looking too much at the darkness and not trying to look at what I had in my life to extend that light. But that's another story. But we get back to the situation of letting go. And we get back to holding on to anger and bitterness that you've had, you know, dealt to you in the cards in your past. So again, you've had a terrible hand of cards, okay? Why would you think that tomorrow is going to be another day, that the sun is going to come out tomorrow? You know, you've completely convinced yourself it's not, because how can it be any different? And because because tomorrow doesn't exist, it's all a mindset. And if it's all a mindset, there's nothing tangible to really be afraid of. I mean, there's nothing tangible to be angry at, but there is a hell of a lot to be fearful of. And that is just as deadly, as just as terrible as holding on to anger and bitterness of events that happened in your life. And, you know, that inability of my son, on myself, to not be able to go and just let all those horrible things that happened to me in the past, just let them go because they don't exist. And then to sit there and use the time I have on this earth to think about something that hasn't happened, that something there is no credible reason for it to happen, and be completely terrified of it happening. I mean, what am I? I'm basically afraid of nothing. But in my mind, it's become something. And you know what? We only have a limited amount of time here on this earth. Our lives are, you know, our lives have a clock. And to sit and worry about things that have not happened and possibly could never happen is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, you know, that is really easy for me to say because possibly a lot of you, like myself, have a big fear of the future. Oh, what if this doesn't happen? What if I don't get this promotion? What if I don't get this job? What if I don't become this person I thought I was going to be? What if I don't have enough money to pay my electric bill? What if I miss my mortgage payment? Okay, what? What is a word that directly means there is a question? And if I am sitting in my life, cowering in a corner, over events, situations, things, and ideas that have not, nor have there been any indication that they are going to happen, well, that's a waste of life. And that's a waste of life. And that's a waste of time. And a waste of time is a sin. Because we have very, very, very limited amounts of it. So I don't know if anybody listening out there really has sat down and thought about what would be the greatest gift you could receive this season for your life, for yourself in general. I know it's a big question, and I know all of us walk around with all these very, very stoic and very, very philosophical ideas and mindsets. But, you know, seriously, I mean, we all do have a moment where we do introspection. And if you do, if you care about your life, and if you care about those people that you love, you do think about it. And you do think about how you're moving through this world. And that's not a silly, I mean, that's something that I'm sure we don't sit down every night for 3 hours and dwell on. But it's something we definitely put in our back pocket and know that it's with us continually. So I'm wondering if during this time and during this season, you can think about the greatest gift you can receive. And I mean really the greatest gift you can receive. Maybe you've already received it. Maybe you're looking at that baby. Maybe you're looking at your partner and you're saying, wow, you know, I am very, very blessed. And maybe those situations, that person, that child, that baby, maybe they are the final piece to your puzzle that makes you the complete person that you see yourself being. Maybe that's the case. And maybe you are one of the very, very fortunate people that have found that gift. And that have thought about it and said, you know, this is what really is going to make the difference in my life. But I also think, too, that, you know, we're all on a road where we're learning, where we're growing, if we allow ourselves to do that. The moment we close ourselves off is the moment we become like a piece of mold in the dark. We all know what mold grows on. But if we really entertain the notion of growing, of experiencing life, of, you know, trying to be trying to, you know, reach a height in ourselves, then we have done introspection and we have seriously thought about those things or that thing that would really make the difference. And unfortunately, what would really make the difference tonight would be to have some callers, because I'd really love to hear from other people about what would be the greatest gift you could ever receive in your life. But unfortunately, we don't have any callers, and that's okay, because, hey, this is where we're supposed to be, and I hope that, you know, at least somebody down the line, because we, of course, archive all these episodes. I hope somebody down the line, or even right now, or several hours from now, when they listen to the podcast, I hope that I hope they'll give it a lot of thought about what a gift, a great gift, a gift you need, a gift you deserve, a gift that you know you really, 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 really do want. I wonder, you know, I hope it finds them. I just, you know, I've really thought about it. I just can't think about any greater gift I could receive, especially after these last few years, of just being able to practice, live, learn, and believe in the concept of letting go. Of letting go of the past. I was going to try to come up with something clever to kind of ring in the word past, but letting go of the past and letting go of the fear for the future. The future is wide open. It's an open door, and that should be exciting, and that should be something to be cherished, because it's a future, and that means you're alive. And the bottom line is this. It is December 23rd, 2021. We are 2 days from a day that celebrates life, that celebrates fellowship, that celebrates love, that expresses goodness, that expresses pent-up feelings maybe we've had over the last year. It really is a time to come together. And I hope that your day, regardless of what you celebrate or how you celebrate it or why you're celebrating it, I hope your day is filled with love. I hope your day is filled with fellowship. And I hope that you will definitely think, as you're pulling out that MacBook from the bottom of your tree, I hope you will think long and hard about gifting yourself and giving yourself the gift you know you need, you know you want, you know you could learn to live from. Because it's the end of the year. It's the winter solstice. Things are wrapping up. And what a great time to close the chapter of your book that you've been writing and begin a new book. A book that is fun. A book that is hopeful, a book that is happy, a book that, you know, basically completes the person you see yourself as. So I want to take this moment to thank Mary at Be Unique for, again, this incredible opportunity to be a part of this organization and the trust she has giving me, you know, letting me co-host the show. And no, this is not a brown nose. This is sincere. No, I greatly appreciate the opportunities and the trust that the Be Unique organization has allowed me to have by doing this. I also want to thank all of the friends that I've made in the past and all the friends that I will make in the future, because you are just an unbelievable foundation to making my life a better place and a more positive place. Last but certainly, certainly not least, I want to thank my daughter, Kylie, and my wife, Christy, without whom we wouldn't be talking, and I wouldn't be here. So on behalf of BeUnique.org, myself, Tony Taylor, I want to wish you the happiest of times. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time celebrating the holidays in whatever way you do. And I look forward to being on the show again and hopefully doing more and more of this as we move into the year 2022. 2022 is going to be a great year. Well, maybe it won't. Maybe it will. But you know what? If we have that opportunity to go either way, then we are living life. So thanks to each and every one of you. And if you're listening, thank you so much for listening. Have a great holiday season. And I hope to be allowed to come back behind this mic for another episode of Unscripted. Take care. And I guess we'll talk soon.